WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has confirmed he'll fight extradition to the United States, where he's accused of conspiring to hack a government computer. Speaking at his first extradition hearing in London, Julian Assange, by video link, vowed not to surrender for doing what he called, quote, journalism that has won many awards. The 47-year-old, appearing via video link from London's Belmarsh prison, where he's serving a 50-week sentence for skipping bail in 2012 and taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy for that time. The Australian is wanted over the largest ever leak of classified information in US history. Geoffrey Robertson is a leading human rights lawyer. He's also senior legal advisor to Julian Assange. He joins us from London. Geoffrey Robertson, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Julian Assange says he's in the fight of his life to stop his extradition to the United States. Just briefly tell us, you know, what he said in that courtroom today, as he said he would not accept extradition to the US.
Well, no surprise in that. He's been avoiding extradition for ever since 2010, when he released Cablegate, the extraordinary cache of information which included aerial manslaughter by a US helicopter, memorable, I think, killed two Reuters journalists and some children, revealing war crimes, revealing a great deal that journalists didn't know, but the US diplomats did, showing that the pressures on the United States to act in favor of their allies and revealing corruption in Tunisia, helping to spark the Arab Spring. There's hardly a book published these days without some reference to the WikiLeaks revelations. So that's what he's being charged with. The Americans have issued an extradition warrant. Now, we'll come to that in a minute, but just to update you, he's been sentenced to 50 weeks. The maximum was 52 weeks, so he almost got it, for breaching his bail. So that means he will probably, he'll serve 6 months of that as a convicted prisoner. So his status changes. Then he will technically be released, but he'll be held under the U.S. extradition warrant and going through the British courts, resisting that extradition, will probably take 18 months to 2 years. He's unlikely to get bail. So he will be incarcerated in Britain for that time while he fights off the American extradition warrant. At the moment, okay, they've only charged him with one offence, but they have 60 days to add further offences. And indeed, if they get him back to the United States, they can, with the consent of the British government, this government will give it, a government led by Mr. Corbyn probably won't, add further charges.
Okay.
The belief is they've had a grand jury sitting in East Virginia for some years. Americans say that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich. They're a group of people that, without a judge, without defense lawyers, who do basically what the prosecution wants. And the suspicion is that they have a sealed indictment covering other charges under the Espionage Act, which could lead to a maximum of 45 years imprisonment. Chelsea Manning, of course, received 35 years imprisonment. His alleged co-conspirator, so but was pardoned by President Obama. I doubt that Julian Assange will be pardoned by President Trump.
So the stakes are high, obviously, for Julian Assange, and he's made that clear, his fears, his deep fears, in that letter he presented in the first instance in the charge that for evading justice, which has reaped him that 50-week jail term. But in terms of his case against this US charge, he's wanted on a charge of hacking, really, of agreeing to help Chelsea Manning with a cracking password, isn't it?
Fran, no, it's important that, because it's been misreported, that the charge against him is understood. He's accused of encouraging Chelsea Manning, well, she needed no encouragement, and that's what journalists do.
I thought the charge was he'd agreed to help Chelsea Manning with cracking a password.
No, there are elements of the charge. Basically, that he helped to obscure her name, which again is what journalists do. And what you're referring to is the suggestion that he helped him hack in to a Defense Department data. Now, the interesting thing about it is that Bradley Manning, could himself quite legitimately get into that database and had. And in a conversation that was picked up, he said to Assange, well, I'm worried that going into it under my own name legitimately might reveal my identity. Do you know any way that I could go into it under an assumed name? And Assange said, I don't, but I'll ask around. I'll see whether I can find any way. And he didn't reply. Assange never came back to him. So in reality, what the allegation is that he agreed to inquire as to whether Manning could get into a database that he was entirely legitimately able to get into, but hide his name.
So thanks for clearing that up, Jeffrey. So if that's the presumably that's part of the defense will be arguing back on this. But what are the other charges? Do you suspect in that sealed in the sealed case in the grand jury? Do they go to then WikiLeaks publishing?
They are the charges that were used against Chelsea Manning that got her 35 years imprisonment and up to a maximum, of course, of 45 years. So they are expected in the next 60 days that some of those under the Espionage Act, which is an act passed to stop spying back in 1921, and in effect accuses him of disloyalty to the United States, even though, of course, he's an Australian.
So can I just ask you finally, Jeffrey, and I really appreciate your time, perhaps we can get you on in another time during this process, which, as you say, is going to take a year or two. There is an extradition treaty between the US and Britain which states that someone can't be extradited from the UK for political offence. Is it your understanding that these charges against Julian Assange could be covered by the term political offence?
Oh, of course, and I think that there's question of delay, there's the question, I think he is perhaps on the autism spectrum, he certainly thinks he is, and that's another ground. So it will be quite a lengthy case. I think the question for the Australian government is at the moment is what it could do. One of the outrageous aspects of Ecuador's behavior is that they're still holding all his belongings. They kicked him out without giving them back. So they've got all his private papers. I think they've even got his Australian passport. So I think the Australian government should be hammering Ecuador for that bad behavior. And I think, too, that I'm concerned about his health. He was not allowed by the British government to go into hospital for a few hours to have scans and x-rays that he needed. He's got a malfunctioning chest. So they should really ensure that he has proper, while a convict, while in British prison, that he has proper health treatment and that he gets some sunshine.
Okay.
There may not be much sunshine in England, but he's not had sunshine for almost 7 years, and he should get an hour a day of fresh air. That's the sort of thing that the Australian government should do for one of its own nationals.
Jeffrey Robertson, thank you very much for joining us. Jeffrey Robertson is a leading human rights lawyer. He's also senior legal advisor to Julian Assange. And the next procedural extradition hearing will be held in London on 30th of May. But as Jeffrey Robertson just laid out, looks like this fight against this US extradition process proceedings will take 18 months to 2 years. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 6:28.